Doctor Who, The Pirate Planet, by Douglas Adams and James Goss. Read by John Coleshaw. Part 1.
We have all systems go for the dawn of a new golden age of prosperity.
Chapter 1. The Sky with Diamonds. It rained diamonds that day, but no one cared. The people of Zanac simply held up their umbrellas made of gold and got on with their lives, which for the most part involved shuffling through streets already clogged with emeralds and rubies. No one looked up. No one wanted to see the rain of precious stones, far less get hit in the eye by one. But that wasn't the real reason. If you lived in Zanac's capital city and looked up, you couldn't help but see the mountain. And no one wanted to see the mountain. So their gold-leaf umbrellas, dented with diamonds, the people of Zanac went about their business, looking dead ahead. Crowning the mountain was the citadel. It was a peculiar building, a haphazard mingling of ancient stone and burnt metal that looked pretty much as though a starliner had fallen into a mountain, which, curiously enough, was exactly what had once happened. The jutting heart of the citadel was a room called the Bridge. Mr. Fibulae was wanted on the bridge, but Mr. Fibulae wasn't coming. Not today. Today, Mr. Fibulae was crouched in a cupboard, wiping his glasses with a dirty cloth. It was only making things worse. Every event in Mr. Fibulae's life made things worse. At his feet...